Hello, Alan. What are your thoughts after that there? Was there a sort of an air of resignation towards the end of the way things are going? How are you feeling?
The first 45 minutes, the two teams, if I'm looking at them and say one's off the back of a 3-0 win at West Ham and one's off the back of a late defeat 2 weeks ago at Bournemouth, that's what it looked like a little bit. We didn't engage Burnley. We didn't put them under enough pressure being the home team. We tried to keep things the same because we'd performed well at Bournemouth. And we just looked like we were so nervous, and some of our passing without even pressure was a bit astray. Second half, we managed to kind of get that out of the system, change the team a little bit, get engaged, put the team up the pitch a bit, and we did so much better and had a good push at the end. And maybe he should have perhaps got a draw out of it.
That must be the frustration for you, the performance that you had in the second half that wasn't there in the first half, that clearly, had it been there for the 90 minutes, it could well have been a different story.
Yeah, but this is what happens when you're down the bottom of the league. It's difficult to gauge how individuals and the team are going to function sometimes, because the way we started at Bournemouth first half last week to 2 weeks ago to this one was like a mask contrast. And, you know, sometimes you're scratching your head. It's the same system, the same players, actually. So... but we had to change it. There was I had no chance. And in a way, it took a bit of a gamble, really, to go 4-4-2 against a team that were in Burnley's form. But we did well second half, and you know we have to keep digging in and find ourselves of some sort of focus in the game where we're going to take something away from it. And at the end, there a couple of chances that perhaps we. You know, when you're on a run, you score from it. But that's, you know, I've been saying that week in, week out here. It's nearly, but not quite enough.
It's not absolutely impossible, is it? You're 10 points off. You've got six games. You've got three games against teams right up there, three games against teams who are struggling. But you say you've got to dig in and you've got to find something. But what can you do specifically to really engage these guys in the last six games?
I think, you know, as individuals, you know, we got to kind of be able to deal with it a little bit better than we've dealt with it today. I certainly think as an individuals, there's certain that, you know, found it difficult today, and they need to find the purpose and the drive to keep pushing. And as you say, with so many points still to play for, we just got to focus on next week and see what happens. But the only encouragement we can have today was from second half, that actually we engaged a good side and we did okay.
The only thing I wanted to ask you about, Alan, was the first half performance. Whatever else has gone on this season, is that ever acceptable, a first half performance like that?
No, I think it's it was kind of head scratching on the sideline, if I'm honest, because as I say, that's the same team, same setup at Bournemouth. You could argue Burnley are a better side than Bournemouth. Maybe, but we didn't engage and were too sloppy in possession and it really was like we really needed to change here, because sometimes if you keep changing the side, it's telling you that you're not quite good enough, and that's what we keep doing at this team, and that's something I very reluctantly do.
And it looked like to me that they don't want to play here anymore, these players. This season, at the stadium, I mean.
Well, that's your opinion and you're entitled to it. And I'm sure our fans would probably, few of them would agree with that. And it looked like that in the first half. But pressure does strange things to you. These guys on yesterday looked completely different bunch of players that stepped out there at the start of the game. And not only when you've played the game, only when you've experienced this kind of pressure, do you understand that can happen. And... you know, I'm going to defend the players in terms of their honesty in training. And sometimes, you know, okay, a few individuals perhaps could deal better with the pressure. But, you know, they have to learn, and we have to learn quickly, because we've got six games to go. And, you know, today could have been an embarrassment for us. The way we played first half, 1-0 down against a team as good as that, well, fair play to them. At least they showed a bit of character and a bravery in the second half.